ITV News briefly for Thursday, 14th of March. I'll be back later with the full podcast at 5pm UK. That's midday Eastern. But if you haven't got half an hour to spare today, in just 5 minutes, here's everything that you need to know. VW launched the electric ID3 GTX, the ID3 GTX Performance, and the ID7 GTX Tourer yesterday. So the ID3 GTX has a 282 horsepower motor on the rear axle. Go performance and you get 5.6 seconds, 0 to 62 miles an hour, and a bit more of a power boost in there as well. 373 miles of range with only a 2 kilowatt hour larger battery and DC fast charging of 175 kilowatts peak battery charging power. The ID7 GTX is the spicy all-wheel drive version of the estate car. It has, again, dual motor, and it's got a larger motor on the rear axle, smaller permanent magnet synchronous motor on the rear axle, asynchronous motor on the front axle, and so very efficient. Still the big cargo space of the non-GTX counterparts, the big 15-inch screen, but something proper spicy from Volkswagen. Cars on sale in Europe, not America, later this year. Polestar 3 has reduced its prices. The 2025 model year Polestar 3 in the US is about $5,000 across the board, and they've decontented it as well, so you can now start at $74,800 for the long-range dual motor. And it comes with a pilot pack. But now you can add the plus pack to go to 80 grand, or you can just get the performance pack for 80, or you can get everything with pilot and plus and performance for 86. 22-inch wheels, huge amounts of power, 517 horsepower in that Polestar 3, 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds. Crazy vehicle. No federal tax credit, of course, until they start making them in South Carolina this summer. BYD says they are setting their sights on the 5% share of the European EV market this year. Well, it's up from 1.1% last year. Whether they hit that this year or not, you can't deny that's a lofty target, and I wouldn't bet against BYD. Fisker is exploring different options. One of those could be bankruptcy, enlisting the help of restructuring advisors, FTI Consulting, and a legal firm as well. Who knows what will happen there? We wish them all the best. Tesla is cracking down on Cybertruck resellers, those that have been putting their Cybertrucks into auction, making $100,000, $110,000, $120,000 profit. So far, none of those have been sued for the $50,000 in the lawsuit, which their contract says they can't flip the vehicles. But Tesla simply saying, we will no longer do business with you, and you are barred from buying any future new Tesla vehicles. You're blacklisted, if you like, blackballed from the club. Biden's plan for an EV network along US freight routes is coming along. Phase one starts this year. Interesting stat this. Listen to this. 75% of heavy truck traffic occurs on just 4% of the US roads. And so Biden's plan is to set up corridors of heavy truck EV charging along those routes between now and 2040 to ensure that the majority of that can be served with electric power. California has exceeded 100% renewable energy for 4 days in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday over last weekend and the beginning of this week, between 103 and 105% of the grid renewable power being generated. 4 days in a row, that's incredible. You drive an EV in California, you're driving on clean green sunshine, my friend. Oregon's short-term reopening of the EV rebate program happens April 3rd to June 3rd. If you're in the area, then get in. Nissan is eyeing a possible collaboration with fellow Japanese automaker Honda for their future EV plans, things like joint procurement, software development, stuff like that. Wallbox unveiled the Pulsar Pro. This is aimed at buildings that need to share charging. It's got RFID cards for user authentication, sort of plug and charge, stuff like that. Very cool. And if you saw that UK story about the Jaguar I-Pace owner who had to be stopped by the police because his I-Pace apparently was out of control and wouldn't slow down, yeah, he got arrested today over that incident. I wonder why.